The City of La Crosse had appealed a ruling by federal Judge Barbara Crabb in Madison that the city's sale of a small plot of land in the park was a sham. She'd ordered the monument removed. But the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago says the sale to the Eagles Club was constitutional. City Council President Mark Johnsrud says the City Council's decision to appeal was the right one.
We just saved the City of La Crosse $75,000 in legal fees that we would have had to pay the Freedom from Religion Foundation if we wouldn't have taken this to the appellate court, and we would have had stopped and accepted Judge Barbara Crabb's rulings.
Johnsrud was among council members who said it wouldn't cost much to appeal, and the reward could be great if won. Meanwhile, Freedom from Religion Foundation spokesperson Dan Barker says his group will likely appeal.
Because we are certain that this decision is a mistake. Judge Barbara Crabb wrote an eloquent, very reasoned, very sensible decision that was even supported by most or many religious people in La Crosse. So it's such a travesty to think that what I would call a monstrosity of a symbol with all those fences around it would be allowed to stay.
The Freedom from Religion Foundation and a couple dozen city residents sued the city in 2002, saying the monument violated separation of church and state. The city sold a small piece of land in Cameron Park to the Eagles Club so the monument could stay in place but wouldn't be on government property. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.